Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst. Sibulisa nabalaleli be Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Our scripture reading namhlanje silapha kwincwadi kaColosi chapter 2. Sifunda nge-NIV translation. Lithi leli lizwi, in him lies hidden of all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Siyalibonga izwi kaNkulunkulu. Lithi kuye, kulapho kuhleli khona ingcebo yokuhlakanipha nokwazi. Manje uma sibheka according to Proverbs 9, siyathola ukuthi i-wisdom ne-knowledge zibalelwa ku-7 pillars of God. And iphila masicabanga ene ngokwazi kwethu iphila iyinto esupporta i-building. Manje i-message yethu today ithi treasure of knowledge. Manje ulwazi, the knowledge is a treasure. Sometimes many of us sifuna ingcebo yezinto ezithile, but izwi likaNkulunkulu the treasure of knowledge. Siyazi ukuthi abantu bayabhadala ukuya ema-university, bayabhadala ukuyofundela izinto ezithile. Ngani? Ngoba i-knowledge i-treasure. And at the same time, izwi likaNkulunkulu lisitshela ukuthi kuJesu Kristu kugcwele kuhleli imfihlakalo ye-treasure yokuhlakanipha nolwazi. Ngoba kukhona lokho kuhlakanipha kokufunda esikolweni, kodwa kukhona lokho kuhlakanipha okuvela kuNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje i-message yethu sesishilo ithi treasure of knowledge. IBhayibheli namhlanje uma sifunda kwi-genealogy kaJesu Kristu, sifunda ngabafazi abarekhodiwe abangasiyisizwe saka-Israyeli. Kodwa bayisizwe besixabene noNkulunkulu. Kodwa namhlanje ngenxa yokuthi babe nale treasure eyi-knowledge kubo, yagcina ibenze ukuthi nabo babe countedwe kwi-genealogy kaJesu Kristu. Manje uma sibheka kwincwadi kaJoshua chapter 2, sisayibhekile siyifunda. Izwi likaNkulunkulu khona lapho bangcwele, sifunda kuJoshua chapter 2, sifunda uverse 8, siya enzansi ngoverse 8. Joshua chapter 2, reading from verse 8 until 24. Lifundeka kanje leli lizwi. Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up to the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in the country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea, for you were when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sion and Og, the two kings of Amorites, east of the Jordan, whom you completed and destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven, above and on the earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all belong to them, and that you will save us from death. Our lives for your lives, the men assured her. If you don't tell what we are doing, we'll treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us this land. So she led them down by a rope through the window for the house she lived. It was part of the city wall. Now she had said to them, go to the hills so the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourself there 3 days until you return and go your way. The man said to her, "This oath you have made us swear will not be binding on us unless when we enter the land you have tied this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down. Unless you have brought your father and your mother, your brothers and all your family into your house. If anyone goes outside your house into the street, his blood will be on his own head. We will not be responsible. As for anyone who is in the house with you, his blood will be on her head, on our head, and laid on him. But if you tell what we are doing, we will be released from the oath you have sworn." Verse 21, "Agreed," she replied, "let it be as you say." So she sent them away. They departed. And she tied the scarlet cord in the window. When they left, they went into the hills and stayed there 3 days until pursuers searched all along the road and returned without finding them. Then the two men started back. They went down on the hills for that and told him a river and came to Joshua, son of Nun, told him everything that he had happened to them. They said to Joshua, "The Lord surely given us the whole land into our hands. All the people are melting in fear because of us." Silibonge izwi likaNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Manje lapha bangcwele esifunde khona, sifunde ngendaba kaRahab. Elithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, uArab masilibheka kuverse 8 wakhona. Kukhona into uRahab ayikhuluma. Makethi lana I know that the Lord has given the land to you. Manje khona lapho, as we are talking about in knowledge, we are talking about the treasure that she had. Sometimes ebengenayo imali engenazo ezinye izinto, but kuye kwakuhleli i-treasure yokuthi uyazi ukuthi elithi kwaNkulunkulu, "What I know that the Lord has given this land to you and that the great fear of you has fallen on us so that all who live in the country are melting with fear because of you." Manje leyo bangcwele ukwazi kwakhe kwamenza leyo ngcebo anayo yolwazi yamenza ukuthi manje kube khona izinto uNkulunkulu azenza ngaye ngani ngenxa yokwazi. Manje at the same time uma sibheka into ayenza kuverse 17 wakhona kuverse 16 wakhona kuqala uma etshela laba bantu ukuthi go to the hills, the pursuers will not find you, hide yourself there 3 days until they return. Uma siyazi 3 days bangcwele according to the word of God is a day of resurrection. The third day ilapho izinto zenzeka khona njengoba sazi ukuthi naye uAbraham makehamba eisa inceku umntanakhe lithi wahamba for 3 days. Naye u-Elijah uma eya entabeni le waya kuyo baba le naye wahamba for 3 days eyozwa izwi likaNkulunkulu. Manje wayenemfihlakalo this woman ene knowledge ye 3 days leyo. Uma sibheka futhi uverse 18 wakhona and elithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, "Unless when we enter the land, you have tied the scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down." Manje khona kulelo window where he wayenza ukuthi kwehlele laba bantu babezile. Kwadingeka ukuthi abophe the scarlet thread. Kusho ukuthi intambo ebovu. Ngoba manje le ntambo ebovu isymbolizes the blood of Jesus. Le ntambo ebovu, it's a sign eyenzeka naseGibhitha uma bephuma athi uNkulunkulu kubo mabathathe ini igazi balibeke eminyango yabo the blood of the lamb. Manje, this was also a symbol. Yogutuma bebona le the scarlet thread, which is the symbol of the blood of Jesus. Angege bagwazi uguti lelo kaya, likwazi uguti stroya. Kuyosindiswa yena kusindiswe nekhaya lakhe. Azange agcinwe njengokusindiswa, wagcina waba futhi, waba umakoti, wazala khona kwi-genealogy kaJesu Kristu. Manje sikhuluma ngokuthi i-knowledge it's a treasure. Ngokwazi kwakhe, leyo treasure yakhe yamenza ukuthi namhlanje sifunda ngaye. In the book of Matthew, uma ekhuluma ngegenealogy kaJesu Kristu. Manje uverse 24, uma simfunda, the report yamadoda lamabili, ama mase reportela uJoshua. Lapha lithi kuverse 24, they said to Joshua, "The Lord surely has given us the whole land into our hands. All people are melting in fear because of us." Bathola nabo information kuye le knowledge yalo muntu ya this woman ukuthi bakwazi kuya nento ebambekayo ngoba lento yinto abayizwe kuye ukuthi kwenzakalani. Uyabona, this woman, she had this treasure which is the knowledge eyadlula the other 10 yama spies athi bona mabe bona indawo bavele bathi bona sibona thina siyintuthwana sibona kwama giant bakhuluma yonke into eyayi discourage abantu eyengakholelwa kuinto uNkulunkulu ayishoyo ukuthi lizwe libanikeziwe. But this woman i treasure le yakhe e knowledge njengoba izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi i knowledge it's a treasure. Manje yinto eyamenza ukuthi aze angenelele abalelwe abe uma kwi genealogy kaJesu Kristu. Sichubeka ke lapho bangcwele. Another person, njengoba sikhulume ngabafazi abaye baba kwi genealogy kaJesu, ukuthi manje into eyabenza ingcebo le ababenayo ewulwazi. UThama siyezwa ngaye lapha kwincwadi kaGenesis, uma sifunda lapha ko chapter 37 no 38 siyafunda ngestory sikaThama. But uThama into eyamenza ukuthi alandelele i-seed yesizwe sakaJuda kungoba kukhona into ayibonile in the spiritual realm, kukhona into ayibonile ukuthi lento ibalulekile. Why uNkulunkulu uma lona espitha iseed yakhe uNkulunkulu embulala? Why uNkulunkulu oqala umyeni ngenxa yobucorrupt bakhe yobuwicked bakhe ambulala? There's something that is important ngalabantu bakwaJuda and wathola inknowledge bazalwana eyamenza ukuthi ayilandelele lento. Namhlanje she is one of the people aba recordwa in the genealogy kaJesu Kristu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sibona nomunye uRuth bangcwele ukuthi manje uRuth naye hayi into yokuthi bangcwele athi kumamazala wakhe uThixo wakho kuyoba uThixo wami. Kodwa yena imfihlakalo ebenayo yilesithola encwadini kaDeuteronomy. Uma sifunda kuchapter 23 kaDeuteronomy siyafunda kuverse 3-4 lithi leli lizwi, uNkulunkulu wathi, "No one born of a forbidden marriage, nor any of his descendants may enter the assembly of the Lord, even down to the 10th generation." Verse 3, "No Ammonites or Moabite or any other descendants may enter the assembly of the Lord, even down to the 10th generation." Manje, uye wayibona lento. Ukuthi bayazi ukuthi abavumelekanga to enter the assembly of God. But yena waba nale mfihlakalo yokuthi manje i-10th generation ifuze ukuthi seyifikile. Or i-10th generation yokusivumela ifuza ukuthi seyidlulile, and the Bible tells us bangcwele ukuthi manje kuyokwenzeka ukuthi wathi mina angisuki la, mina angiyabambelela la, mina ngiyazazi ukuthi ngiyisizukulwane sika Abraham, ngani ngoba ngiyisizukulwane sika Lot, and manje uLot ebe connected no Abraham, wabambelela ukuthi lo nkulunkulu wakho Naomi yoba nkulunkulu wami, nako konke okungokwakho kuyoba ngokwami. Wayenemfihlakalo bangcwele ukuthi something enginayo ukuthi manje I'm related to Abraham. Manje izinto bangcwele as knowledge emsizayo umuntu ukuthi akwazi ukuthi manje makanele treasure ye knowledge kuya kubalula ukuthi akwazi ukuphosesa izinto. Sisakhuluma ke ngabo labo mama bakhona nabo baba bangcwele abayaziyo ingcebo kaNkuluNkulu ababambelela kuyo. We know about the Hebrew boys uShadrach noMeshach noAbednego. Bathi noma sebebathi kubo nizongena emlilweni noma ningaphika lo nkulunkulu wenu, bathi bona noma ngabe ngani ngoba they had this treasure in them ye knowledge ukuthi the very God abamkhonzayo uNkulunkulu omlilo oqothulayo, uNkulunkulu ozobakhipha emlilweni. And manje izikaNkulunkulu siyalithola ukuthi ngempela bathi bengena emlilweni bakhola uJesu seke khona umlilo oqothulayo, elithi izikaNkulunkulu the very people ababa bafakile emlilweni kwaba ngabo bashayo. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi kimi nawe kukhona abantu abakufaka emlilweni, kukhona abantu abacabangela ukuthi ngeke uphumelele, kukhona abantu ababona ukuthi bafuna ukuqeda ngawe. I want to tell you this morning ukuthi the very, if you've got a knowledge, the very people are the ones bona ekubona abeyongena kulomlilo abawubasele wena. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje siyathola ukuthi bangcwele ulwazi lolu lithi izikaNkulunkulu liyi-treasure, kodwa this treasure is hidden kuJesu Kristu. Manje siyabona nakuJohn 4:4 uverse 25 wakhona ukuthi the Samaritan woman wayene this treasure of knowledge. Uma ehlangana noJesu lapha emthonjeni izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi chapter 4 verse 25 she declared what yena, I know the Messiah called Christ is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Ngiyazi ukuthi uMessiah uyeza, and uma seke fikile uzochaza yonke into kithi. Bazalwane, sikhuluma ngabantu ababengekho right phambi koNkulunkulu, abantu ababangadeserve ukuthi babe aba first evangelist abazoshumayela ezizweni zama Gentiles, ngoba she became a first evangelist owashumayela ngoJesu Kristu kuma Gentiles. Ngani ngoba she had the treasure of knowing. Ngani ngoba lithi zikaNkulunkulu uJesu Kristu is the treasure, kuye kuhleli i-treasure yokwazi. Manje uthi naye lo mfazi, I know that the Messiah called Christ is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Manje in knowledge, which is a treasure, siyabona ukuthi ya sustainer no job. UJob ebevelele izinto bangcwele ezinzima nezinto ezibuhlungu. But siyakhumbula ukuthi uJob wathini yena? Seke luze i-property zakhe, eluze investment zakhe, eluze abantwana bakhe, eluze yonke into. Kodwa she had these words of confidence. Athi, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And thou, after my skin was destroyed in this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Wazitshela ukuthi hayi, noma ngabe ngidliwa impethu, kodwa uNkulunkulu yena ngizombona. futhi ngizombona nangalawo amehlo even waze waprofesaya nokuza kukaKristu manje ke bangcwele hence izwi lika kuTimothy 1 Timothy 2:3 it says this is good and pleases God our Savior who wants all men to come to know and to come to the knowledge of the truth indlela uNkulunkulu afuna sisindiswe ngayo ukuthi ufuna uThixo size sifinyelele kwi-knowledge yeqiniso and siyazi ukuthi lelo qiniso lingubani iqiniso leli linguJesu Kristu ngoba uyasho ukuthi I am the true the truth and lapha kukholese kuchapter 2 uverse 3 wakhona siyayifunda ukuthi in him Jesus lies the hidden of all treasures of wisdom and knowledge manje ulapha kuZachariah chapter 2 verse 6 ithi for the Lord gives wisdom from his mouth comes knowledge manje uThixo bangcwele angeke sikwazi ukuba nako lezi zinto ngoba ziphuma kuJehova ngokwakhe ngani ngoba izwi likaNkuluNkulu siyalizwa bangcwele uma likhuluma ngendaba yokuhlakanipha ne-knowledge kaNkuluNkulu ngishilo ngathi It's one of the seven pillars ezikaNkuluNkulu. Manje uNkuluNkulu uyakhala abantu babangazi azathi my people are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. Aphinde uNkuluNkulu athi kuhle kuyabongeka ukuthi abantu bami basindiswe baze bafinyele kwi-knowledge of the truth. Ngani ngoba bazalwana the enemy is a liar and the enemy uyakwazi ukugicila iqiniso likaNkuluNkulu alenza amanga. Manje yiloko kufanele size sifinyelele ngoba kukhona izinto ekuyezethu ezibekelwe thina uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi sibe nazo but we cannot do them until ngenxa yokuthi kufanele sibe na knowledge sesivala ke bangcwele siyakhumbula uDaniel wathini wathi people who know their God they shall be might and they shall do exploits manje this might comes from being empowered by the Holy Spirit elithi ku 2 Peter 1 sesivala it is his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him through our knowledge of him may God richly bless us this morning in Jesus name amen
the words of the lord are words of life your heart is on 657 am 657 am radio for believers in action